Welcome to the retirement planning segments of Your Weekend Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and joining us from the Chicago area is our local trusted coach, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. Now, we're going to be opening up a lot of topics, answering a lot of questions today. I have a very cool segment that kind of walks us through retirement planning. So if you have any questions of your own that come up about retirement, you can have them answered by John and his team by calling 800-477-1135. Again, folks, that's 800-477-1135. All right, John, welcome in.
How are things, Tom? How are things with you?
Oh, doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Oh, can't complain. Busy.
Yeah, always busy. I know. I've actually got an email question here from one of our listeners out there. Wasn't sure you ready to take it on?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Awesome. Okay, so this one is from Farah, and she has written in and says, John, I'm recently divorced after more than 30 years of marriage, and now I suddenly find myself in my mid-60s with a situation that I hadn't planned for at all. I have an IRA of about $500,000, but also about $100,000 in debt, not including my house. I'll probably continue working until I'm 70 to help get the debt cleaned up, but should I consider taking a large amount out of the IRA to pay down my credit cards and my car? What do you think there, John?
Well, Farah, that's a very interesting question, and honestly, we get that quite a bit here, especially people pulling money out of their IRAs. I am very reluctant to have people pull money out of an IRA to pay down a debt. I think there's probably other ways we could go about structuring it, helping you out. You said that you have a home. Maybe look at maybe doing a home equity loan.
Yeah.
Or we call it good debt. Credit card debt obviously is very bad, especially if these high double-digit interest payments.
Absolutely.
And we don't get to write any of it off on our taxes. Especially today with interest rates being so low for home refinances, things like that, it's generally a good idea to take money out of your home rather than taking it out of your IRA. Mm. Because if you take money out of an IRA to pay down a $100,000 debt, you basically got to pull out about $130,000 to $135,000 out of the IRA to get rid of that debt. Because and Uncle Sam has to get his taxes.
I was about to say, yeah, don't they take taxes out of all that because it's considered income?
Absolutely, dollar for dollar. So there's generally different ways of structuring your debt. You know, I would definitely look at other options. Like I said, home equity loans are one, maybe refinancing some things. Talk to the credit card companies, even reducing it a lot. But I definitely am a proponent of not taking money out of an IRA to pay down a debt, especially because of the tax implications that's going to need that you're going to have to pay up front. And then you're also taking away from future income in your retirement when you're not able to work.
There you go. Very good point.
You're getting a double whammy there.
Yeah, no, that is very, very true. And it sounds like she's wanting to continue working until 70. So it looks like she has a few more years just to help get the situation kind of cleaned up. Hopefully that'll help get some of her debt cleaned up as well there. But Farah, if you'd like to, you know, obviously our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you'd like to have your questions answered personally by John, where you guys can sit in the office, actually talk in a little bit more detail, or anybody out there who may be in a similar situation, you can connect with John and his team by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Now, John, I wanted to start talking about just retirement planning in general, you know, because I'm sure, you know, we talk about the retirement red zone, that 5 years, 10 years before retirement, how important it is. But I'm sure even before that, you know, I'm 32, so people my age, maybe older than me, are there things that we need to be looking at even at our younger age, even people who could be in their early 50s, that's still well before retirement. What should we start looking at?
I mean, there's so many different options out there that are available for people today, Tom. I mean, honestly, myself, I use IULs, index life products, where, you know, you're not limited to how much you can contribute like an IRA or a Roth account. I mean, you know, a lot of people who make, you know, decent money can't even contribute to a Roth anymore.
Yeah.
So because of the income limits.
Because of the income limits. Aren't they around $5,000 a year or something?
No, but I'm talking about how if you make over a certain dollar amount, you can't even put money in a Roth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a different story. So also if you're contributing to your 401k, they limit how much you can put in every year.
Mm.
You know, generally 16% into a 401k. What I like about the IULs is you get this tax-deferred vehicle. There's no limit to how much you can put in it.
Yeah.
You know, also if you pass away, you're leaving a legacy for your children. Generally, people in their 30s, 40s, they have young families.
Yeah.
They need to have the protection in the early years, you know, rather than the tax deduction. So that's
that
the way
sense.
I look at it. You know, I mean, there's so many different things you can do. Obviously, as we get older, you know, situations change. But tax-free income in retirement, what I love about the IULs is as we get older, you're accumulating this huge accumulation vehicle
mm-hmm.
that's going to be there for you in retirement. So when you pull it out, it's going to be tax-free.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, it beats an IRA, because all an IRA, a 401k, is an IOU to the government.
So right, exactly.
Pay taxes on it. Yeah. So you or your spouse when they inherit it, or your children. So trying to keep the tax man out of our pockets as much as possible, you know. It's like if we're laughing about the election and Donald Trump taking advantage of tax,
sure,
you know, tax exclusions. I don't know one single American that doesn't try to take every write-off he can possibly get as far as taxes go. So,
oh, I agree completely. I do it myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are some of the definitely things I would look into. And I said, we do that. We do quite a bit of planning with that for our radio listeners and for our seminar people. I mean, everybody's looking for tax-free income in retirement.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. Now, it is true that obviously in our younger years, we're looking a lot at accumulation. You had mentioned 401ks there, you know, big accumulation vehicles. Now, I want to start honing into this retirement red zone that we like to refer to, those 5 to 10 years before retirement here on the show, because that's when we really have to be reevaluating our current, really what in our working years is our family budget, but as we move into retirement, we really need to be reassessing that, right?
Absolutely. Most people, when they get in there, they can't afford a fumble.
Yeah.
You know, because it's 95 yards the other way. If you got to turn around, it's a long way to go, you know.
Absolutely.
So the last thing people remember what happened after 9/11, they remember what happened after 2008 when the market had a huge correction. They lost 40% of these retirement accounts.
Yeah.
So people can't afford that, especially, like I said, if you're after 59 and a half, 60, and you go looking to retire at 65, 66. Well, if you have another year like 2008, well, that extends your retirement date, because you got to make up the 40% that you just lost. And that takes an average of about 6 years.
Yeah, it does.
So we had a lady that came in the office here the other morning. I mean, one of her main concerns, she's retiring in March. We got the election coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, she's 64 years old. She doesn't want to lose her retirement account.
Yeah.
So we were able to do what we call an in-service rollover. We were able to roll the money for her, help protect it where she cannot lose it.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
It doesn't matter what you're going to do. She's still going to contribute for the next 6 months. But now if we do have a correction where it loses, say, 20, 30%, she's losing 20 or 30% of maybe 4, 5, 10 grand, not 30% of 450 grand.
Absolutely. So yeah, that makes sense.
Big difference.
Yeah, it does. Well, and what you're talking about there is just diversifying that plan, getting some of our money that was, obviously for her, a lot of her money was at risk there in the stock market, something that is most certainly volatile here around elections, and getting her into safe money. That's what we're referring to here, investments that still can get you a return, but something that's not going to be quite as flippant as the market can be.
Absolutely. I mean, again, it's like, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed?
Whew, there you go.
So many different things out there. So just know that there are choices for you, and sit down with somebody who specializes in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I did want to let you know, we are again talking with John Kelly. He's the president of Kelly Financial Services. And even in addition to John being on the show today, I appreciate you being here, John. He is holding Social Security seminars throughout our community here in Chicago. So if you'd like to get a hold of John just to find out where exactly those and when those are going to be held, all you have to do is call 800-477-1135. Great, great information found here. Obviously, these are no cost. There's no obligation for coming. Just come in, get some information, and apply it to your situation as best you can. Obviously, John will be there as well. So if you have a question or two, you might be able to pick his brain. Again, folks, that number is 800-477-1135. And John, from what I understand, in addition to these seminars, you are offering to meet with radio listeners as well personally. You've set aside some time and slots on your calendar this week.
Absolutely. And any of our listeners will come in, and what we do is we give a copy of Patrick Kelly's free book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about the importance of tax-free income in retirement. We'll also do a complete income plan report for you, a Social Security maximization report, which you talk about at all our seminars, how to maximize the benefits from your Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And for any clients that come on board, Tom, with over $250,000, we provide them with a free will from our in-house estate planning attorney here. We get set up a will for them.
Wow.
And a power of attorney for financial and for medical. And anybody comes in with over $500,000, we set them up with a complete estate plan. We give them a living trust where we protect their assets. We make sure they don't have to go through probate. So a lot of our listeners love that. And
that's fantastic.
One of the biggest things we've done. I mean, our clients love it. It's bringing great value to them.
So the first step, folks, is obviously just to sit down with a financial coach. So if something that we're talking about here on the show resonates with you and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or maybe you really want to make sure that your plan is aligned with your goals, you know, something that we've talked about on past episodes is how important it is to have a retirement plan that is aligned with your goals. Remember, all you have to do is call in, set up a time to meet with John and his team. There's no cost or any odd conditions for this visit. It's a simple, plain, straightforward, no cost, no obligation consultation. That That number is 800-477-1135. Again, folks, that's 800-477-1135. Now, we got to take a short break, but we're going to continue the conversation with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere, because there's more Financial Safari on the way.
Did you know that 401ks often have high hidden fees? They could be eating away at your savings. Talk with an expert to uncover these fees by visiting the Safari team at financialsafari.com.